In the beginning of Bo, there's a pasuk that says, that relates to, that Hashem tells over to Moshe, Laman, tesaper ba'aznei vincha ven bincha, that you should be able to tell over all the miracles that happen to the ears of your son, uven bincha, and the ears of your grandson. So the basic understanding of this pasuk is that we should be able to tell over for future generations as we continue on telling over the story of Exodus, of what's actually going to happen. The Chasam Sofer points out from a Gemara in Bava Basra that we may not be familiar with, but the Gemara in Bava Basra discusses a story, and the story is about, known as Pesel Micha. The story of Pesel Micha, where there was a man named Micha, and he developed an idol, and he thought that, you know, this was a great idol, and he wanted to look towards, find some sort of omen that what he was doing was actually correct. And what happened was, he chanced upon someone who came by to visit him, and that person's name was Yehonasan. That person, Yehonasan, says, well, came from the tribe of Levi. Came from the tribe of Levi, and he said, he interviewed him basically, and he says, now I have the opportunity to serve this idol with someone from the tribe of Levi. I now have an appointed Kohen, because it comes from the tribe of Levi, who will be the one to be able to serve this idol. So this is how the story actually unfolds. And the Gemara, the Pasuk actually over there, discusses as to who this Yehonasan actually was. Later on it describes his name, but he said that he actually comes from the tribe of Levi. The Gemara in Bava Basra points out that if you want to know who this boy actually is, who is from the tribe of Levi, who is now going to be serving errantly, thinking that it's okay, since he can't serve, let's say, in the Mishkan, at least I'll be a priest to something else. And he's the priest to serve an idol known as Pesel Micha. And this is a terrible thing. But nonetheless, this boy, Yehonasan, who's now going to be the priest of this idol, is going to be serving this idol. Who is this Yehonasan? So the Gemara says, you know who he is? He's actually the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. And errantly, he does this. But the Gemara points out, in order to prove whether we consider Mishpacha coming from father's side, mother's side, the Gemara says, in fact, that he is the son of Gershom, and therefore that makes the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara learns from this, therefore a person should always, when marrying somebody, always marry proper lineage, because it compares Moshe's marriage to Tzipporah to Aharon's marriage to Elisheva. Why? So the Gemara says, La'olam yidbak adam betovim, you should always cling to righteous people when marrying into them, because it helps assure that your descendants will become righteous. Because Moshe married Bas Yisro, he married the daughter of Yisro, who was at one point in his life an idol worshiper, Yatsi Menu Yehonasan. And this boy Yehonasan came out, who was eventually an idol worshiper. Aaron, who married the daughter of Aminadav, eventually he has Pinchas, who was a righteous priest. That's what Gemara says on this. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer points out, Ulaman tesaper ba'aznei bincha, uven bincha, in order to teach you in the ears of your son and your grandchildren. This is the Torah telling us that it was a hint to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that the Torah is suggesting to Moshe to tell your own grandson that I am Hashem, because this was obviously something that his own grandson could not understand himself, and that was the message given over to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Pasuk.